first of all, you say the American medical system is broke and that the American dental system is broke. Explain that.
I think I'm almost of the opinion that the dental system in this country is worse than the is in worse shape than the medical system. And I explain it like this. Except for England, the rest of Europe has a different kind of dental system than we do. In Europe, you have to be an MD before you can be a dentist. Dentistry in Europe, except for Great Britain, which has the same system we do, dentistry is simply a specialty, like being a pediatrician or a heart surgeon or something like that. And why? Because they know that what happens in your mouth is a medical issue. In this country, the dental system tries to pretend that they're like an automobile body shop. Everything's got to be pretty. The advertisements on television are to have your teeth white and pretty. There's very little, if anything, having to do with health care. And the health care, the bacteria that starts in your mouth will stop your heart. It's not that easily known, but the bacteria that does that is what will give you a heart attack.
Gosh, I remember, and I've got a great dentist back in St. Louis. I remember he would give me, every time you get your teeth cleaned, he gave me an antibiotic before, during, and after. Yeah, he said it's important. He said you have no idea some of the problems that could be caused just by cleaning your teeth.
Your teeth are so critical to your body and what happens to your whole system that there's a whole science around it. There's a whole group out here fighting with the conventional people called biological dentists, and they are all under fire. That's a huge scandal in this country as far as I'm concerned. It's terrible what's happening. But the biological dentists are trying to change things, or more like Europe. And they're really, over issues. In dentistry, for instance, what's the biggest ingredient, the filling that people put in teeth? They call it silver fillings. Mm. They're not silver, they're 54%
mercury.
Hello.
I got all mine taken out years ago.
Yeah, that boy, does you, and too many people are telling me you notice the difference, but the American Dental Association has a code of ethics that says any dentist who tells their patients that should be subjected to disciplinary action.
Hmm.
What's that all about? Well, I'm not quite sure, but they certainly do defend mercury amalgam everywhere, and there's always lawsuits and everything else about them, and they've lost a few arguments recently in the courts. But again, that's just one issue, mercury amalgams. And why the denial? Well, it's only because of the liability, I think.
I think so, yeah.
Yep, I do. They're afraid that somebody, if they find out that, hey, wait a minute, I got five kids and they all got those in there, I'm going to sue.
And it was endorsed by, let's say, the ADA.
I think I heard that, well, I know the ADA has an endorsement program which counts for about 42% of their annual income. I don't know the exact circumstances. I've heard that the ADA owned the patents to it for two 17-year periods, 34 years.
Ah.
I've heard that they got a buck and a quarter for every silver filling that was put in their mouth.
Interesting.
But the other issue about the ADA is, of course, they support fluoride in our water. And I could get, you know, there's people in this country who get rabid about the fluoride in the water. It's such a huge argument. And here we are in our society. We're totally stupid. Somebody comes up to the city government and says, listen, we'll pay you $2,000 a month to put fluoride in your water. We're just here to help the children's teeth. And you go, wow, you'll pay us $2,000 a month? Yeah, we'll give you the money to build the equipment to connect it to your water supply. Isn't anybody looking that gift horse's mouth?
And also, the fluoride, how do they obtain that?
Who is it that would come to every city in this country and give them $2,000 a month? Where's that money coming from?
Mm-hmm.
Does it just come off of a money tree somewhere growing in the backyard of the American Dental Association? That's what they make it sound like. Wow, well, it's good money. Oh, guess where the money comes from? Do you know, George?
Where the money comes from?
Yeah, do you know where the money comes from? Do you want me to? I mean, I'm serious, okay?
Fertilizer companies.
Well, it's partly that, but mainly the so-called fluoride is it's a toxic waste. One of the sources are the power companies in Florida And those power companies are generating this through their smokestack.
It's the byproduct.
It's a byproduct, and it's an EPA-restricted thing that has to be a toxic waste and has to be disposed of, and they have to pay a lot of money to do it, and that's where the money comes from. So they're disposing of it by putting it in our water.
So,
ADA is behind this. It's like, how much money do you get every year to participate in this lie?
And has it been a campaign to make everybody think it works?
Yeah, I mean, fluoride, I know some of the best activists in the country, and the arguments are all on our side. The science is all against fluoridation of water. And right now, of course, everybody knows, if you saw the 11 EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, unions made up of scientists and everybody else, have come out and said, this is fluoridation, it's got to quit. The employees of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agencies over the last month they're almost rioting. They're so angry. Yet, what's going on with this? How is this that's happening? That's dentistry again. They're talking about fluoride for your teeth. The third thing, oh, man, root canals? Start reading, people. Root canals are not good for you.
Well, I've never had one, so tell me a little bit about the procedure.
George Meinig himself, who was one of the inventors of the original root canal, was the one who came out and said, uh-oh, that was a bad thing to do and we need to quit. It causes serious problems in other parts of the body. And I got a nice write-up on my website about that.